This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Look, just get through today. I mean, I know how tough Fridays can be.
So hard.
You know, poor Vinny, he came in, he's just like, oh, man. I hate Fridays. I was like, you know, man, I feel, well, we got each other. You know, we'll get through it. Don't worry. We can do this thing. We got off to a great start this morning. Yuzette, did you have any of that casserole she made? She made a breakfast casserole.
I didn't.
Oh.
But I do want to talk to Yuzette because
I don't want to talk.
Don't. It's tough.
I've been up since
1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So okay.
I got up and cooked.
How are you?
I'm good. Excellent.
I feel like my mouth is moving slow, Vin.
Okay.
Did you get shot up with like Novocaine and stuff?
Wait, you're asking her stuff.
No. Oh, sorry.
You're doing it. What are you doing?
I'm going to have a great day.
It's cool. We can ignore that.
I just don't want her to break down. I don't want to break down.
Break down.
What'd you do yesterday?
And give it to me. I made two beautiful purses.
You did.
What do you mean?
Did you post? Beautiful.
No, I didn't post them. Oh. If I was going to post them, I'd post them on Slappy Stuff anyway. I try to not post any sewing stuff on my Clarky Clark Instagram. I don't want to bother people with it. You want to see them, Slappy Stuff. And I did a little gardening and weeding. Oh, Vinny, I had quite the day.
You were busy.
Quite the day. And I finished the Twilight series. Finished that final movie. Mm. Had pizza for dinner. Yes. Mostly because John wasn't there to cook for me. So I was like, hey, kid, you want a pizza? He's all, yes.
The bacon game was going on?
No, they went to a movie with whom and some...
Oh, John Wick.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Three?
Yes. My husband loves John Wick. Did you watch the John Wicks?
Yeah, I do. I like them, too.
They're pretty good. I've seen the first one, parts of it, a couple times because he randomly will just be like, I'm going to watch John Wick. I'm like, all right. He likes the fight scenes.
Yeah, they're good.
Now, apparently, John Wick has pissed off the entire international community of assassins. This is what I hear. And, like, the entire world. It's John Wick against the world. So
you know,
I don't know
neat.
How it went. But
almost more impressive than the movies is Keanu, the training Keanu did for, and I don't know if it was that movie or a different one, but there's real video of him sort of working his way through a gun range. And he can shoot.
Mm.
Not only can he shoot, but I mean, he's switching gun. Like, he's working through it's not just one target.
Like, for practice, for the movie.
I think.
Oh.
Or I think that, you know, sometimes, I know Tom Cruise does this. They train, they go someplace and train for real.
Right. Mm.
And he's in a real, almost gun range obstacle course where
right.
he uses different weapons.
Almost like
different...
a police range kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cops would
train. It's a trip.
Train.
And he's good. Like the video that's out is of him just running that thing.
Was his first like action movie, was it the Matrix movies?
Probably.
Like, you know,
I don't know,
because he was pretty freaking ripped in that stuff and had to do all that martial arts stuff and, you know, all those. That was sort of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon-esque in that they would... The effects on the fights, they'd be able to 360 around you and you, as you're freeze framed. And
right.
Man, that's got to, I mean, I guess once you've learned some of that stuff, maybe you keep up the training.
It's probably fun.
Yeah.
It's probably fun, especially if you've done it enough to get good at it. Once you, I mean, look, I don't know. I can shoot. I have a gun, but I'm not someone who goes and does that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot.
Mm-hmm. They're saying Point Break was his first like
action movie. I love that.
He's 54 years old.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other day ago, I was on, I don't know, Netflix or something, and I was scrolling through movies and asking my son, like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And he's never seen the Bill and Ted movies. And I was like, oh.
I haven't either.
Oh, the first, I don't know. The second one's whatever.
Maybe.
That first one is so GD funny. At least I remember it being funny. I'm like, let's watch that this weekend. Oh, well, not this weekend because I'm going to be gone. But.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I got my big deal starting today.
Oh, my God.
I'm very excited about it.
Are you freaking out?
I'm not freaking out. I'm going away for the weekend doing the girls' trip in Napa.
Question?
But I wasn't.
Call on Vinny.
Right,
They're going to have another. So, last I heard is Bill Winters, who I think plays either. He must play Ted. I don't know which one he is.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's Bill. Maybe his name's not Bill Winters. Something. Alex Winters, I think his name is. He must be Bill.
Bell.
Daryl. They are going to do another Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure. At their current ages, they're going to go back and reprise the roles, whatever however you say that. So I was like, well, if they're going to do that, then we need to be all caught up on those movies, young man, to my kid. All right, now you can ask your
Well, wait, questions. Did you watch the movie or not?
No. We watched the trailer, and I was like, you got to. I said,
called Bill
we can't
Ted
watch it this weekend
Face
because.
The Music 2020.
Oh.
Yeah, but there you were sitting there last night.
No, but it was, you know, I was finishing up the movie I was on, and I was just asking him the questions, like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? Like, we've got to watch these together.
Oh.
Like, Dumb and Dumber, obviously, they've seen a million times. Mm-hmm. But they haven't seen Bill and Ted.
Did you go see John Wick, Vaughn? You didn't go.
Oh, Vaughn didn't. Vaughn went to sleep. Good for you. That's what you got to do when you have a job like this. You don't go to movies at night. It just makes you too tired. And I think that movie started kind of late, too.
6:30, I actually think it started, which is still late.
But. Well, I thought they went and had dinner at 6:30. But 6:30 would actually be, you know, I guess then you're home in bed by 9 or so.
If you run right out.
Right.
Yeah,
go.
Exactly.
Who does that?
Yeah.
Only us.
Right. Oh, well, my God.
I'm going to go my next screening. I'm going to go to the Rocketman screening.
Oh, when is that?
I think they're going to do it May 29th. And
is it a nighttime thing?
It is.
Oh, that's.
But I love Elton John so much.
I know
much.
You do.
What's the kid's name that's doing it? Remember
Taron Egerton?
Did
we get an interview with him?
We're trying.
Yeah, we may have him in studio. Yeah. That's pretty exciting. He did the singing himself. Like Elton John insisted on it.
I wonder if he'll sing for us.
Oh, my God. Of course he will. We're going to get some karaoke.
Of course he will.
Sure. Of course he will. Of course he will.
You can start it and then see if he joins in.
Yeah, we'll start it.
I'll All pack right. my bags. Let me ask you a question. So you're going with six girlfriends.
Five girlfriends and me. Six of us all together.
Six total.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, when you're planning something like that, six girls with different schedules and different ideas of what a good time is, who books the Airbnb?
I booked the Airbnb.
You did?
And
do you have to get, like, does everyone send in their specific needs?
No.
I want
we
my
find
own bed.
Something cheap.
Or the
cheap. Yeah. We just go for the cheapest. Well, I think this is only the second year that we've done that. We used to always go and just get, like, a hotel room or a suite or something. And because it was only three of us going. Mm-hmm. And a couple years ago, we decided to bring it back, but add, you know, the rest of our friend circle to it. And that was the first year that we decided, like, let's just get a house between, you know, it only comes out to like $200 a person, which is less than you'd pay for a really nice hotel room.
And do you
in one country for two nights?
Mm-hmm. Are you specifically look for a place that says it has six beds?
Oh no, well yes, it has to sleep, you know, at least six people, but not, you know, we share rooms. That's no big deal.
Oh,
last year's Airbnb. The problem with that one was it only had one bathroom. Six chicks sharing one bathroom wasn't ideal.
No.
The house was great, but it was a good house. It had two bedrooms. It was tight. So this year we went a little bit bigger and actually we're paying less. Mm. So hopefully it'll still be good.
And when you from the trips where you have had to share rooms, do you have a regular roomie? Or is that random? How's that work?
Let's see.
Good question, because they fight on the Bravo shows I watch, The Housewives. Vinny, these ladies get into fights over who gets the better room. It's craziness.
Well, I think in general, people have this, oh, that's my seat. And you go, you don't have a seat. These aren't yours or mine. I'm in it. Therefore, it's mine.
Yeah.
When I
Find
leave it,
seat.
You like, but humans do that. Yes. We mark our territory. The territorial pissings is real, man. We're like, this is me. Or you might be like, I don't want to sleep with that chick. She snores.
No,
or
I'm probably the snorer. In the past, when we've usually done like a suite that has two bedrooms or whatever, and Sherry and Marianne would share a room and I would get my own room. Because
why?
Because it's me.
I'm with you.
I'm just
I want my own room,
I'm
going
to have my, I really, because, you know, a lot of times I'd be like, well, I'm not really up for this if I got to share a bed with someone. I'm just not,
no.
I don't want to.
I'm an adult.
I
need my own space.
And they don't care, so they're just, they sleep together. And then last year, in the one that I actually got my own bed, I think Heather got her own bed, Ariane took the couch, and Sherry and Marianne, who obviously are in love, they shared a bed.
Ariane got the couch?
She wanted the couch because her deal is she gets up at, she can't sleep past 5 in the morning. And she wants to get up, have her coffee, and go for a run. That's what she does.
That's cool.
Every morning when she wakes up. And she was like, I don't want to be in a room with any, I'll sleep on, I'm happy on the, she's tiny too. She's like the tiniest little person. So she's like, just, you know, cuddles up on like one of the cushions on the couch. And she gets up and does her thing. And she's happy with that because she's going to be up. And that's another thing. I said, I'll go on your trips, but I sleep till noon on Saturday. That is what I do.
You sleep till noon even on your ladies' trips?
It's a vacation. I sleep until noon. So, and I can hear that I'm out there having fun. I just nuzzle down into the bed. But I just like to, you know, I like to sleep in. So I'll probably have to, my guess is I'll have to share a bed this weekend, but it'll be fine. I plan to be drunk when I go to bed both nights. So
will
that's
you
my plan.
Automatically plan. Be with your sister-in-law because she's, because you have
so.
To?
Yeah.
Because she's
so.
Your guest?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think that makes the most, I wouldn't want her to have to sleep with someone else. You know what I mean?
Have you slept with her before?
No, not that I can recall.
Oh.
Yeah. We've fallen asleep on the couch together during movies on like a Saturday night or something.
Well, that's very different, though. Yeah.
It is.
There's
I'm sure it'll
weird
be.
Weird about getting in bed at the same time as someone. Mm-hmm. And they're
you try
doing,
to hold still. And...
They're doing their routine, whatever that is. Like she puts in her retainer.
Oh, God, right.
You know, and has to whatever. Maybe she's got a certain position she has to work into.
Yep.
And then there you are like, I'm going to read my book. Is this light bothering you?
Yeah.
Is this okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
It's tough, but it'll be fine. It's, you know, my worry is really, like, I do snore. And it's and mostly when I've been drinking. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like I don't want to curse anyone with that.
She's probably used to it. I imagine your brother snores so much.
He's such a big guy, right?
Yeah.
You don't know, though?
I've never slept with him.
But it's not, know. It's never come up that your brother
no,
snores?
No, it's never come up. And John doesn't bring it. I mean, I just know that I've woken myself up snoring. You know, like, what was that noise? I'm like, well, I guess it was me. Oops. Let me turn on my side here. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure I'll have wonderful stories for you about our sleeping arrangements.
Just,
it'll be fascinating.
It's interesting trying to organize something. I know that the missus is trying to put, or they're trying to put together this trip for her bachelorette thing.
Oh.
And
what are they
thinking? It's just a bunch of people. Well, they texted me yesterday. And they said, hey, we're thinking San Diego. You used to live there. What do you know? And I said, well, I happen to be sober. So I know I'm a you know grown up. And I know that I used to go to Mexico a lot if you're trying to go dance and rage. And I know that. So I said, I don't know what your aim is. There's certain places you would go to get faced and dance. And there's North County, where I lived and spent most of my time, where there's wonderful beaches and great restaurants, but by 8 p.m., it's lights out.
Yeah.
Lights out, everyone.
What's that district called? Like Lantern?
Gaslight.
Yeah. That's what it is. What's
yeah,
that
that's
about?
Downtown San Diego.
Okay.
It's great. It's
and
super fun.
And that closes down early?
No, that's downtown.
Okay.
So that'll...
Right.
But they're not... You wouldn't drive from one area to the next.
Certainly
to go
not
back.
If you were drinking.
Right. So... you'd either want to stay there. But it's interesting watching everyone try to get their needs met.
Yeah.
And I just thought, good luck, everyone.
We're pretty, yeah. The six of us, I think, will be fine. I mean, it really is just a shopping trip and a food trip, frankly. I mean, I booked the place to stay, but Sherry, you know, needs to go to a high-end restaurant. And
Sherry does.
Oh, Sherry, listen. Sherry's actually relaxed a lot in the last few years. Like, her nickname is still kind of Julie McCoy. Oh, like the, you know,
cruise director.
The cruise director. Because she would plan out pretty extravagant things, mm-hmm. and, like, every detail and every minute of your time was accounted for. And after years of complaints from me, mostly, mm-hmm. about how I hate being totally scheduled and why can't we do anything spontaneously, Sherry is, she's just, you know, I think as you get older, you just chill out a little. And so, you know, the fact that I got to book the house is...
big deal.
It is a big deal. Like, she would book the hotel and, you know, figure out what we were going to do. And but she booked the dinner for tonight. Mm-hmm. And then the last year, we did something that was super fun on the Saturday. We went, as we shopped on Saturday in downtown Napa, just, like, go to the boutiques and mm-hmm. stuff. That's fun. We stopped at places and got, like, bread and cheese and sausage and wine mm-hmm. and... I don't know, dried figs. I don't know what the F we got.
Is that what you bring home, or you have that?
And then we have that for Saturday. We went to the park, and we spread out a blanket, and we had a little...
That's nice.
It was nice.
I like that.
It was lovely.
You don't like that, Vinny? A little picnic?
You know what? It sounds delightful. Mm. It's just not something boys would do.
Yeah. Mm. Like, yeah, we weren't gonna go out for dinner. And it's expensive, too. Like, we have the one big dinner tonight, mm-hmm. which is going to be expensive, and then tomorrow it'll be less expensive to do that. So everybody, yeah. you know, grabs a thing or two, and then we all bring them to the picnic.
It's a good thing you're doing that ahead of Bottle Rock, because I've been looking at Airbnbs for
Bottle Rock. Oh, forget it.
Well, there's a couple. I think I'm going to end up staying in someone's house in their bedroom.
Oh.
In a bedroom. Yeah.
Well, where are they going to be?
Well, they'll be there, too.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
So is this a friend then? Or is this it's a rental?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Renting a room. So, Vinny, I'm gonna take pictures and text you and give you all the stuff in case I end up dead.
In case I got to come.
Good idea.
Well, I'm coming up alone for Bottle Rock.
Are you?
I may find a friend and bring a friend, but my family's going to go visit Nona.
Oh. You know, I don't think I'm going to Bottle Rock. I was planning on it, and I got a hotel room. But the thing was, the hotel was so expensive because I had to book for all three nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just don't know if I've got 3 days of festival in me. And now John is hiking the Pacific Crest Trail, so he's going to...
What is that?
It's the trail from Mexico to Canada, and it's the mountainside. It's not the beach side. And it's. Did you see the movie Wild, where Reese Witherspoon mm-hmm. reenacts this girl's life?
From so where to where?
The border of Mexico, the border of Canada. So people do it in segments. He's doing a 100-mile section of it, starting.
Oh, okay.
Because my son's internship.
That's a lofty
goal. Oh yeah. No. Oh no. It takes.
He won't be done till Christmas.
He wouldn't even be done then. It takes so long to do it. So he's doing it in sections. He's doing the very first section from whatever the town is at the border mm-hmm. to, I don't know, somewhere just north of San Diego.
Where does it start? New Mexico, did you say?
In Mexico. At the Mexican border.
Right, but
it's California.
In the mountains.
It's all California, the whole way.
All California.
Yeah. The Pacific Coast Trail. I don't know exactly but yeah, it's all California as far as I know, until you get up into...
Who's he doing this with?
His friend Joe. Wow. Him and Joe. They're,
you know what I want to do?
Yeah.
Hike the Pacific Coast Trail.
They've been talking about it for years. And so they're going to do their first segment. They're driving my son down to his internship, which is in Irvine. And then they're going to, you know, there's all kinds of help along the trail, too. Like, there's people who will drive you to the place that you need to get to so you don't have to leave a car there.
Mm-hmm.
All these, like, Pacific Crest enthusiasts. There's all these emergency numbers that you can, just people who are sort of set up to help the people who are hiking this thing. Who's on your texting
that
machine?
Was me.
Oh. So anyway, he's doing that. He's leaving this weekend.
Wow.
Hold on, not this weekend. Next weekend. And he is going to be gone through Memorial Day. So I'm like, I don't want to go to Bottle Rock by myself. But if you're going, maybe I'll go with you one day.
I'll pick you up and we can go.
I know.
But I'm doing a day trip. Yeah. I'm not staying the night.
Yeah. Well, you can, because Hot Ass Danielle was like, you can stay You can stay overnight with me, but maybe I'll just come back with you.
Well, whatever.
That'd be.
But I'm going up Saturday and then just hanging and then coming back Saturday.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that.
I'm going to go Saturday.
Oh, you're going Saturday too? Okay.
And then
maybe I will
Sunday.
Do one of the days. I don't know. We'll see.
Bryn's going. Human's going.
Everybody on the Saturday?
Everybody's going.
On the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if the whole show's going on Saturday, maybe I'll go too.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really fun. And we can all be together. I like togetherness.
Okay.
Well, I didn't want to go by myself, you know?
Well, no.
And I'd get in trouble if
we'll
I was with hot-ass Danielle. That girl goes hard. Like, I don't know if I have that in me, girl.
I'm with you.
I just don't. I'm just such an old lady now. Oh, and now it's time to start the show.
Oh.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy MF and Friday! Woo! We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.